So let us begin, as usual, with the Maypole and take it a little further than what we have been doing all these sessions. So this is we are in the month of August. Another 3 months, then we will hit 2 years of doing the Agar meditation workshop, the Saturday meditation. So let us begin with the Maypole meditation. For those who are new to this session, just would like to know, like to let you know that this is an audio only session. And I'll give you a few instructions while doing this meditation. It's important for you to not recline on your couch, because that way you won't be able to meditate. And do not use a backrest. So instead, raise your sit bones, which means that your knees have to be lower than the hip level, and that way your back will remain straight, and you won't require a backrest. So if you're sitting on a couch, I would suggest you to move closer to the edge of the couch so that your knees are lower than the hips. If you're sitting on a chair, move to the edge so your knees are lower than the hips. And if you're sitting on the ground, I would suggest you sit on a stack of blankets or some kind of a small stool so that your hips are raised and your back is straight. Now, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can imagine any name and form of God or Guru whom you worship instead of the sphere. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and choose a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Hold on to this ribbon and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, as you breathe in, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any clutter, any anxiety, any frustrations, any anger that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may find in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all tiredness, any sense of fatigue, or even any weakness that you may be feeling in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you need to release. Now, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a large garden with many different colorful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. And you're just landing on the grass. Feel the grass under your feet. In front of you, far away, see a mirror. And see yourself walking up to this mirror. And this garden is full of flowers. As you approach the mirror, I would want you to breathe in and accumulate as many flowers as you can. And look at your own reflection in the mirror. And direct these flowers, send them to your own reflection. With every in-breath, collect beautiful fresh, fragrant, blossomed, colorful flowers. And every time you breathe out, direct these flowers to your reflection. And now, imagine all the pain, all the suffering that you have faced. Just visualize these sequences. When they appear, just collect these beautiful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers and just direct them to each one of these experiences. Do not direct it to any specific person, just direct it to these experiences and watch what happens. Send them to each of these experiences as long as they stay. As long as these experiences stay, just keep sending them these beautiful flowers. If you see people, instead of experiences, send these beautiful flowers to these people. And do not wait to watch what happens. You just have to keep sending these flowers to these people. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Love others as you love thyself. As I mentioned earlier, it all starts with you. Unless you love yourself, it is not possible to love others. And while you love others, which grammatically is inappropriate, it literally means that you are reflecting the love back to yourself through them. And in the process, you feel loved and they feel loved. So it's not about loving others, it's about loving yourself. Everything that you see outside of you is necessarily a reflection of your own self, not the physical self, but the divine self. And these manifestations are in umpteen number of forms and shapes, animate, inanimate. They're all just reflections of your own self. When you practice loving, when you practice and when you are in love, then everything seems to be an extension of you. And everything you see just enhances your love for yourself. Every person you meet is an opportunity for you to love yourself even more. There's nothing but love. And then every challenge is an opportunity to just shower that love. You just embrace everything unconditionally, for you know that there is no greater challenge. So it's important to start first to love yourself. And that is what we are going to learn today. It's nothing new, but it's just the same practice put in a different form. So we keep revisiting the practice until it becomes our very nature. It was our nature when we were born, but we just created layers and layers of seeking appreciation, acceptance, acknowledgement from others, that we actually let go of our own selves. We let go of the love that we are and just embraced trusting others over trusting our own inner guidance. And that's why we have to do this practice of loving ourselves. So let us just begin with a very small step. I want you to think, imagine, visualize a mirror in front of you and see yourself in that mirror. If you have been attentive enough, you would remember watching yourself in the mirror every day. Some of you might accept the way you like, but some of you won't. However, it is important to accept yourself no matter how you look and feel about yourself. That's what loving is all about. It's about creating the starting point from where you will transform yourself from being how you are to how you choose to be. So in the beginning, you have to accept yourself how you are. It's not whether you are good, bad, ugly, beautiful, attractive. That's not important. However you are, this is your starting point. So please view yourself in this imaginary mirror. The next thing I want you to do is to smile at your own image. Embrace yourself. Hug yourself as you smile at this image. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. Now I want to ask you, how many of you continue to smile? How many of you? Very good. It's so important to be in love. When you're in love, everything is okay. There are no challenges. There are no negatives. Everything is just okay. But when you want things to be all right so you can be in love, it's extremely challenging. Attachment is something that wants you, wants other people to be happy. If you are happy, I am happy. That's attachment. But when it's divine love, everything that you see is absolutely okay. If someone is morose and feeling sad, it's absolutely okay. If someone is laughing and happy, it's absolutely okay. No matter how the person is, you are just okay being you. And so all the reflections, no matter what the expressions are, just seem the same. There is absolutely no difference between a person looking sad and from a person looking happy. They all seem the same. It's because you are simply being happy. So when you are being happy, and if you go towards someone who does not want to be happy, your very presence will change the atmosphere. Even if they want to be happy, even if they want to be sad, they would not be able to be sad. Something will just uplift them. That's what love is all about. That's how powerful love is. So this is a very simple practice, just smiling at your reflection and embracing yourself. It's one simple way of just getting back to loving yourself. But it requires consistent reminders for you to come back to yourself, because we are so familiar with unhappiness, so familiar with anxiety, so familiar with stress, with frustrations, with fears, that being love takes an abundant amount of practice. You actually find it difficult to be in love. That's how unfamiliar love has become, which is your natural state. And so let's get back to this practice of loving yourself. Let's practice another small one. This is another regular practice that we've been doing. Again, keep your back, neck, and head straight. And imagine the people whom you don't like. This is very important. There's a list of people that you must get rid of. So imagine those people whom you don't like. They can be your family members, your extended family, your friends, relatives. They can be your peers. They can be in your college, school. They can be in your office, wherever you find these people whom you don't like. People who stress you, people whose thought take away your happiness. Just imagine these people. And now gather these beautiful, colorful, fresh, fragrant blossom flowers as you breathe in. And as you breathe out with a smile, direct these flowers to these people one at a time. Until the person is smiling, just keep sending the flowers to the person. When the person begins to smile, go to the next one. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. We've been doing this practice for several years, even before Munnabai MBBS came. We've been doing this much before that. So I just want to know from you, how many of you actually felt all these people morose, angry, grumpy face transform into smiling faces? Anyone here? Very good. It's important to practice. So does it mean that the others don't have the grumpy faces anymore? So are all your contacts happy people? Is that what you mean? So it's important for you to just practice this. And just get rid of all the grumpy faces, get rid of all the unhappy faces anytime, whether you are in traffic, whether you are in a petrol bunk, whether you're grocery shopping, wherever you are. If you just find the two people who look grumpy, you know, people argue all the time for petty reasons. The moment you see some people arguing for petty reasons, if your attention goes to them, know that they are your reflections too. So the moment you see this reflection, the one thing that you have to do is to just start sending this beautiful, colorful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. Just collect these flowers in your imagination and just send these flowers, direct these flowers to these people. And you'll actually see that they will just stop arguing and they will just go off. It's so important. You don't have to go and talk to them. You don't have to pacify them. Wherever they are, at home, outside, wherever they are, just send them. If you want to have a conversation with someone and you believe that the conversation might not go well, just imagine sending these beautiful, fresh blossom flowers. It actually happened in one of the workshops that I was giving in a place called the School of Ancient Wisdom. There was this company called Exide Batteries. So most of you know about Exide Batteries. And there were a few employees there. And they said their boss was a very, very hot-tempered person. And these guys were asking, is there a practice that you can give us that can make our boss less grumpy? You know? So the simple practice, just sending flowers. So I asked them to do it. And we were having this workshop for about 2 days. And they did that. And the next day when they came to the workshop, they said that the boss actually was less grumpy than before. So there have been several instances which we have been practicing where we have seen tremendous transformations occur when we do this practice. You know, we've seen that people say that, you know, they are so annoying and upsetting when we talk to them, but when they talk to you, you're so kind and they're all smiles. Why is that? How come? It's a very simple practice. I always practice sending flowers to all the people. So that's where the practice lies. So you just have to practice sending this beautiful, fresh, blossom, colorful, fragrant flowers to all these people. So there was some experiments that we conducted online. So we'll do that once again. So how do you know it works, right? So how do you know it works? Maybe, so many people say that maybe it works with you, doesn't work with us. Anyone here who thinks that it works with me and doesn't work with you? Anyone here who thinks that? All right. So let's do this small experiment. So what I want you to do now is to imagine that there is a lemon on your table in front of you, and there is a knife. Okay? So now I want you to all close your eyes while we do this experiment. So I want you to pick the lemon. The lemon is on the left side of you if you're a right-hander. If you're a left-hander, the lemon is on the right side of you. So I want you to slowly pick this lemon. The lemon is the size of a golf ball. I want you to maintain the distance between your fingers as you imaginarily hold onto this lemon. I want you to just turn the lemon and feel the texture between your fingers. Just feel the texture, the leathery texture of this lemon between your fingers. The lemon actually feels a little cold to the four fingers and a little warm to the thumb. Just keep rotating the lemon between your fingers. And now with the other hand, I want you to pick this knife. Keep rolling the lemon between your fingers. Now I want you to place the lemon on the table in front of you. Bring the knife on top of the lemon, and I want you to just cut the lemon into two halves with the knife. There's a little juice that oozes out of this lemon as you're cutting. The table has a little juice on it. Now place the knife on the table, and now hold the two halves in both your hands. One is holding the left half and the other is holding the right half of the lemon. Now I want you to just bring this lemon close to your nostrils and just smell them. Wow, that's such a fresh, fragrant smell of lemon. So now you tell me, how many of you actually could feel, could really smell the lemon? Anyone here who could really smell the lemon? You see, this is how powerful the mind is. It actually can bring to you, actually can manifest this fragrance to you. So if it can manifest this fragrance, it can actually manifest anything for you. This is your power. This is how powerful your thoughts are. And if you are going to seed, if you're going to seed any negative thought, such as anger, frustration, agitation, or sorrow, grief, fear, anxiety, it's the same power that created this fragrant smell of lemon that will create all those emotions. It's the same energy, it's the same power. You are responsible for how you use this power. Now imagine if you can produce such a small thing in such a short span of time. Know that everything you're thinking, everything you're feeling right now is manifesting. Whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not, everything that you are thinking and feeling is manifesting right now. The complete experience that you've had all these years is nothing but your own manifestation. So you are responsible for where you are today, and this is your starting point to go to where you choose to be. So instead of blaming yourself, instead of blaming the situations, consider this as your starting point. And from this starting point, start going to where you choose to be. It's the power invested in yourself that is manifesting everything that you have been facing all these years. Are there any questions? Yes, Rashi? Please unmute.
Oh, this experiment was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. We have done this before.
I don't know. So maybe I wasn't present, but it is unbelievable because I could literally smell the lemon.
Yes, you actually do smell the lemon. You're right.
Which I was smiling. I was smiling at what is happening. So the question that I have is, you know, so many times we feel we get these negative thoughts, or, you know, we get anxious, you know, and I know that I'm feeling anxious. I know what is going on inside me. Although I want to shut those thoughts, I don't want those thoughts. I want to turn it into positive, but it doesn't happen, you know.
It doesn't happen because you practice those thinking, that kind of thinking for so many years. You know, it's like this. You started rearing, let's say that you brought home a crocodile, a baby crocodile, which was so beautiful, and you started giving it small pieces of meat, and then the crocodile was also happy eating that meat. And you think every time you look at the crocodile is smiling at you because of the way the jaw is positioned. And one day, the crocodile grows up into a 5 foot, 6 foot one. And one day, just while you're not seeing it, it just comes inching towards you. And then you realize something is strange until the crocodile decides that, wow, this is a good big chunk of meat that's sitting in front of me. It wants to eat you. And now you don't want that crocodile. You want it to vanish right now. It's not going to happen. You are the one who reared that crocodile all these years. The thoughts are very similar to that crocodile. So you've been practicing thinking anxiously in a restless manner all these years, and suddenly you want it to go away.
Right. Yeah.
So what you do instead is tell that when you hear these thoughts, you say that I am responsible for all these thoughts. I have been nurturing them. Well, I see that these things are quite dangerous. I've realized. Now I have to make a shift. And then you start observing the thoughts. So it won't happen straight away. It's going to take some time. You just observe them and say that, wow, these thoughts actually get my heartbeat to rise. These thoughts make my eyes dry. These thoughts make my fingers fidgety. These thoughts make me go on a snack to eat fried food, which I don't want to. My God, they are making my mouth dry. They're making so many things happen. Wow. So I recognize that I have been infusing my power into these thoughts. Now I want to take this power and invest it somewhere else. So what else? So I'm going to look at these thoughts and say that no, I'm not going to participate in that. And someone comes in to wait, and someone says, you just say, wait. I'm just not, I'm just, I'm watching my thoughts, and it'll take some time for me to get back to myself. People might think that she's acting crazily, she's acting weird, because all these years she was reacting, which now is familiar to them, and suddenly you decide not to react. It's okay. Start becoming the new you. Start embracing the new person that you choose to be. Take baby steps. Start transforming one step at a time. Don't expect instant and immediate results.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That was I've been like in the night I'm getting anxious, so I keep telling myself, you know, that everything is fine and yeah, I'm working on this.
Oh. You just look at the anxiety and say that, interesting. I mean, I didn't realize that I nurtured this. I didn't know this would be the outcome of what I practiced. Well, I recognize you. You've been the person I've been feeding. If your heartbeat is racing at that moment, if you're perspiring, don't try to turn it off. Go through it. Go through it. And when you observe, they actually drop off after some time. Any other questions? Yes, Shweta.
Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Yeah, during our day-to-day life, or it could be a close relative or a close relationship, where we observe a people where they say something in front saying that they care so much and all, but are their actions will be deadly opposite to that. It will be more on themselves than saying those kind of words. So how do we handle them? Do we need to maintain a distance with them rather than having these negative thoughts? Because we never expect these kind of an action when we actually speak to them.
See, the point is, sorry, are you done?
That is first question. Do we need to distance from them? Second is, you said anything is a manifestation of our thoughts. Like whatever we see, it's our thoughts. So how can these be our thoughts when their behavior itself is different? How can that be a thought? Because we never imagine that kind of thoughts.
Everything is your manifestation. These are the things that at one point in time, which you had, which means that when you don't love yourself enough, then this is what you experience. So there must have been a time where you did not love yourself. And those reflections remain in your unconscious memory, which is why these people have come to your life. Now, what you can do is you can just observe. You can just observe when people communicate with you. There's no need for you to accept them or reject them. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to disbelieve them. You just observe them as they are. Just let them be. If someone says you're such a nice person, you say, thank you. But don't take it to heart. Don't say, wow, I feel so nice because the person says that I'm such a nice person. If someone says that you're such a nasty person, don't take it to heart. Don't feel hurt. Interesting. This person has a point of view. Even that person who says you're a nice person has a point of view. So don't accept it. Don't reject it. Don't believe it. Don't disbelieve it. Just watch it. So people change, attitudes change, everything changes. So it's important for you to just observe it. When you observe it, then you are more in acceptance of how people behave. When their behavior changes, you say, interesting. So many a times I have found that within our family, I mean, we have certain friends who have walked into our lives and then they've just walked out. And at times my wife would ask, how is it that you don't get affected? I mean, they just walked out of your life. I said, so what? They came in when they had to, they left when they needed to. It's simple. It's very easy. So just because someone did not contact you after a long time doesn't mean that, well, this person comes only when he needs help. Maybe that's true, but you don't have to have a judgment against them. So just manage by just observing them as they are. All right? And by doing that, you get rid of your, or rather you sublime all the reflections that you have been carrying within you.
If their actions...
Is that clear?
That is clear, sir. Just one more doubt on this. If their actions is hurting me physically, not emotionally in the sense, like assume that, I don't know how to put into sentence. If they offer something which I don't like, can I say directly no to them? Or because...
Most people think, you know, people... I understood your question.
Yes, thank you, sir.
People believe that when they love you, or when they believe that when you love them, then whatever they offer, you're supposed to consume it. Let's say food, for example. They say that, I love you so much, can't you eat this for me? I like you so much, can't you wear this for me? All right? People are like that. So you can tell them, oh, thank you so much, but at this moment, I'm not in a position to eat this, or I'm really not hungry for food. My body is really does not want this right now, but I will definitely have it when the body needs it. You can say it. It's okay for them to accept it, not accept it. It's okay for them to be upset about what they feel. All right, there's nothing that you can do beyond that.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Right. Charushri, can you unmute, please?
Yes. Good evening, doctor. I actually had two questions, but now I have three. So first question is maybe not a question, trying to share something is when you said, you know, to share these flowers with people. I was like sharing these flowers happily. I had a smile on my face, but I was giving certain color of flowers, like randomly, not deciding, but in my vision, I was giving it to people, like, you know, different colors, particular colors to particular people. I don't know what it means or if it has some meaning or not. So that is one thing I wanted to share. Second thing, when other time you said that, you know, those people who do not have very cordial relationships with, I could not hand over flowers to them, not even like one by one or something. I didn't even care if they smile or not. I don't know, like, you know, I was even upset about them coming to that field where, you know, the grass is there and flowers are there. And I think I just stopped there. I could not do anything. I could not follow what you were saying. So that is one thing I wanted to ask, like, if I want to practice it, how would I be able to? And third question, right now what you were explaining, like people like leaving whenever they want, or it's okay to let them go. But if our intuition says that they need us, or they left us in some trouble, but like intuitively we feel like reaching back, even though they were the one who left, should we follow that or not exactly? These are the two main questions I had.
I'm sorry. The connection in the last question, the connection was pretty bad, so I couldn't make out what you were saying. Can you repeat the last one?
Yes. So last question, right now in previous question by Shweta, you were explaining, like, you know, that if people leave, let them go. As you said, like, you know, there are people who left in your life, like they just got out of connection. So if any time people went out of connection in your life, but your intuition or your gut feeling indicates that they need you and it's okay they left, reach out to them, they might need you right now. Is that a good idea to reach them out or not?
Okay, so I understood you. See, the first, the point is that when the two things, one is you didn't feel like sending flowers to certain people. Now, this is purely your your ego that is interfering in the process. So I would suggest that you continue to send flowers to these people until they start smiling. It's your ego that's interfering, that's all, nothing else. The second thing is when you say that you feel in your intuition that these people need your help. It's not your intuition, it's again, it's your lack of self-love. It wants to reach out to people who are not talking to you. It wants to communicate with them. It's primarily pain. You are so familiar with pain that you want to reach out to those people who have just left without informing you. You want to go back and start reliving another, rather continuing the relationship with them. It's all your mind play. If people need you, they'll reach out to you. If people have lost your number, they'll somehow get to you. All right? When the time is right, things will happen.
Okay.
Don't ever assume that consciousness doesn't know and you know better. When the time is right, people will just find you. I remember yesterday while I was at lunch, there was one lady who called me. She said she needed an appointment. The best part was I met someone else with the same surname as hers last week, and I was thinking of this lady. And yesterday this lady called, and I told her, you know what, I met someone with your same surname and I was thinking of you. She said, I have been wanting to get an appointment with you for such a long time, but things did not fall in place. So when the time is right, things do happen, and consciousness will find its own way to make things happen. So you don't have to worry about people needing you and people needing help, and so you have to reach out to them. So all that is just the ego. It's just mind play. Trust consciousness. It will just make things happen. And you don't have to be the only person who has to help. They might find someone else. Right?
Right.
Now, this is not the only meditation forum. There are hundreds and hundreds of meditation forums, and there are people who are somewhere else as you are here. And there are people who are here and somewhere else as well. So everybody has a right to go where they want, and it's not that I know how to do it. But the certain things that I know, which I do, and which solve certain problems in certain people, and it's not what I do, but it's what happens to them that the problems get solved. So it's apparently not me. All right? It's the trust, it's the faith that people develop within themselves that makes healing happen. So it's really not you, or really not me, or anyone for that matter. It's the faith and trust that the person has that makes healing happen. So let us not put ourselves in the healer's shoes and say that I know this person needs help and I'm going to help. It's not healthy.
True. Yes.
Right. Thank you. Are there any other questions? All right. So thank you so much for listening today, for participating. It was a beautiful session with a lot of love, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. And somebody out there thought about Munna Bhai also. I wonder who that was. So anyways, that was good. So let us connect again next week. And until then, have a beautiful, happy, loving weekend and a week after. Let's connect next Saturday. Until then, lots of love to all of you.